This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Very special treat for you today on the program. You get to play the host of this show.
I was going to say it's a very special treat for me already. I get to actually look at you.
Who wants to be Scott Hennen? Who wants to be Todd Mitchell?
Nobody.
It's as simple as a phone call, ladies and gentlemen, at 800-228-0550. Yes, Todd, it is nice to see your smiling face.
It's easy to tell us apart because he's the one in a shirt and tie and I'm the one in just a low-buck polo.
anyway.
He's the one constantly overdressed. I'm the one kind of chronically underdressed.
I'm at the mothership of the What's In Your Mind radio network today. 550K Fire Studios, East Rosser in Bismarck, North Dakota. Glad to be here. Here covering a couple of stories that are unfolding. You may or may not have heard about them. You've been under a rock. You could have missed them. But anyway, we'll talk about that. Next hour, Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor of the state of North Dakota, will join us on the program for the latest on the coordinated response to the unlawful protests that continue at the Dakota Access Pipeline site. Despite some well-meaning folks who want it to be a peaceful protest, some more unlawful activity happened early this morning, around 5:30 this morning. Individuals were, again, unlawfully on private property, unlawfully taking possession through some strange little gizmo and hooking themselves up to equipment at the pipeline protest site. My sources tell me that law enforcement was notified of that, was aware of it, monitored the situation, but did not engage or arrest any of these individuals. I guess they needed breakfast because they unhooked themselves and left. Todd, do you think it was that, or do you think maybe it was a potty break? What is your guess?
Potty break.
Potty break.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know. Either that or they were hungry. I mean, I get hungry about that time.
True.
Wake up at 5 and, you know, by 7 I want a little num-num, you know, so it happens. You know what I'm saying? So that is something we'll talk with him about and other things in the news as well. Related to the ongoing dispute. My own opinions related to the latest law breaking by unlawful protesters at the site, and my larger questions related to the whole issue, and I have a lot of them, honestly, I'm going to save for next hour, okay? Because correct me if I'm wrong, Todd, we did offer the host spot to anybody that wanted to take. And what the host does, so what Todd and I do prior to the beginning of the program, is decide, all right, what is the most likely items that will be of interest to our audience? What do they want to talk about? There was a lot of rain that ripped through. I'm giving you one. I don't want to give you one. Commander-in-Chief formed last night. NBC, did you watch that?
Did not.
Yeah.
I was here.
I bet a lot of people in our audience did.
I bet.
And they could probably say who won or who lost. Kind of almost like a debate preview, 18 days before the big first debate.
There was a chance we were going to carry it, but then all of a sudden, at the last minute, NBC decided they weren't going to let anybody in radio carry it.
So. Well, they want everybody to watch it.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, because we all watch TV in our cars as we drive across North Dakota. You know.
I was at a forum last night for... it's called Eyes Wide Open. The U.S. Attorney for North Dakota, a fellow by the name of Chris Myers, has been hosting these forums related to the opiate crisis that is happening. And it is happening in a big way across the country. In fact, there are more people dying from overdoses of these opiates, which are essentially a painkiller that will then lead to an addiction of heroin and other things. Then die in car crashes, then die in encounters with a gun and a Chicago, you know, the streets of Chicago, the violence of what happened in that regard, happened with these. So they're it's a serious problem, and it's here, and it's everywhere. Anyway, President Dean Bershani of NDSU, the president of Concordia College and Morehead State University, and the superintendents of Fargo, Morehead, and West Fargo schools all came together with the Drug Enforcement Agency Administrator, Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor, and the U.S. Attorney Chris Myers last night to address the problem in the third of the series of forums. So I was not able to watch the debate myself, but I did watch it after. I didn't watch it live, watched the excerpts from it, and found it fascinating. So we can talk about that today as well. We did just receive notice from the North Dakota Joint Information Center that there will be a press conference, news conference today, to provide an update on public safety measures in response to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest that will include Governor Jack Dalrymple, Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer of Morton County, Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard, and Colonel Mike Gerhart of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. That'll take place at 11:30 at Morton County Courthouse Commissioner's Meeting Room, 11:30 until today. We will be there to cover it. There are some reports that the next level of law enforcement necessary to handle the growing crowd of the Dakota Access Pipeline will be deployed. There's been rumors for a long time that the National Guard would get involved at some point. I think it's plausible to say if Governor Dalrymple is going to be there, that's a possibility today. But I think it also shows the seriousness of the situation. Now, the governor joined the conversation. 11:30 today at the Morton County Courthouse. We will cover that for you right here. Also, as I mentioned earlier, we have Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley on the program today at 10:30 to answer your questions. Okay. So when I offered you an opportunity to be the host, what do you want to talk about this hour? And maybe with all the discussion going on, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, which we will discuss in detail next hour, and you know, the presidential race, maybe there's things that are out there that you want covered that aren't getting the attention they should. So this is your chance to let us know. You're the host. You get to decide what we're talking about. All right? I'll just be here for, what do we want to be, window dressing, Todd? Are you okay with being window dressing? I don't mind.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll be the window dressing. You get to say. You're the host. All hour long. Take advantage of it. Have at it. Say what you think should be said. Okay? Chuck in Minot. You're up at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Are you there, Chuck?
Yes, yes. Sorry about that. I had Mozart on too loud. The question I had some time ago, I believe it was in June, there was a Chinese fellow that was studying democracy. One comment that he made, on there was the fact that you can't hire enough police to regulate a society that doesn't have a religious base. Do you recall that? And I was wondering if there was more to it than that.
I do recall what you're talking about. I believe it was a Harvard professor that was talking about his interactions with, I don't know if it was professors in China or students from China or who I don't remember who he interacted with. But essentially, they couldn't understand America at first, and then they finally got it. The genius of America was a very good piece. It really was. It struck me, and I played it. So I can round it up again and play it here, Chuck, if you'd like. But your point about it is what?
Well, it's just I wanted to hear it again.
Well, I don't begrudge you that one bit at all. Yeah, you know, we have a break coming up here. I'll try and round it up and played again. It wasn't long, but it was profound. I thought it was really profound. And it does connect to some of the things we're going to be talking about next hour. This hour, you get to decide what we talk about. And if it's Harvard professors on the genius of America, by golly, we're up to the challenge. We're going to play it for you, Chuck, okay?
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll do that after the break. I don't have enough time to get into it now. 800-228-0550. 701. This is a text number. If you want to text Todd, you can text us your comments. 701-226-8503. You're the host for the show the whole hour. Take control. What is it you want to talk about? Covered. Texter says, Kurt from yesterday wants to be the host. Help me, Todd. I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, let alone what Kurt said yesterday. Do you remember what Kurt
said? I have
said?
My breakfast from this morning right over here. I don't remember what it was.
You don't?
So, no, okay, I'm not going to be much help on that. Sorry about that.
We are headed to Iowa City next week. We'll be broadcasting live.
Oh, you're headed to Iowa City.
Friday and Saturday, brought to you by Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains, Inc. For those who demand more, your Case IH dealer, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Mandan, Minot, Beach, Bowman, Dickinson, Hettinger. Also brought to you by Morton Buildings, Chuck Sandjacking, and Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, helping you afford life. More of What's On Your Mind after this.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We're visiting with Marshall Giordat from Valley Imports. Marshall's an Audi brand specialist, and man, does he love those cars.
We have pretty bad weather, and they have one of the most responsive all-wheel drive systems, and it's actually a permanent all-wheel drive system, so it's always active.
How do you help people find the right car for them?
Basically just asking questions, making sure the car has everything that they want in it.
How do you try to make all your customers feel special walking through the lot?
Everyone, you know, say hi to, make sure that they've been talked to, trying to make a friend, not just sell them a car.
Marshall, you're from Walcott, not far from Kindred. Now you're starting to see some Audis rolling through there.
Yep, that's pretty cool, especially when you meet someone from that area and you're like, oh, and they don't realize that you work there. And then they see the car and a lot of them light up when they see it.
Visit Marshall and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Or call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Hi there, it's Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's On Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day. Right here with What's On Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You find them online at secureenergyfuture.org. It is a perilous time, folks. It really is. You have common sense going right out the window. There is a war on coal. Neighbors of ours in the lignite industry. And what do? They get up every day. They work very hard. And the product that comes from this industry is affordable energy. And the thanks they get for that is Barack Obama saying, here's the deal, electricity rates will necessarily skyrocket, and we will bankrupt coal companies. I got Hillary Clinton on the stage pointing to people in the coal industry in West Virginia saying, these people are going to find something else to do. Oh, thank you. There is a war on coal. So what we can do, those of us that are not in the industry but appreciate that our homes and businesses have access to affordable energy, is join this effort. Inform ourselves on what's going on. Let our elected leaders know what we think. You can do it by simply going to secureenergyfuture.org, that website, and join the cause. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. All right, the caller before the break had heard something we had played on this program a while ago. I did find it. It was a fellow by the name of Clay Christensen. And Clay Christensen, believe it or not, is a professor at Harvard. What's that? Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then? How does that know how that goes? I mean, so I guess you can find a professor with some common sense at Harvard, because here's what he said in a minute and a half. It is a brilliant.
Most people.
I'm sorry, I started over talk because I'm talking all over it. In a minute and a half, listen to this. Go ahead.
Some time ago, I had a conversation with a Marxist economist from China. He was coming to the end of a Fulbright fellowship here in Boston. And I asked him if he had learned anything that was surprising or unexpected. And without any hesitation, he said, yeah, I had no idea how critical religion is to the functioning of democracy. The reason why democracy works, he said, is not because the government was designed to oversee what everybody does, but rather democracy works because most people, most of the time, voluntarily choose to obey the law. And in your past, most Americans attended a church or synagogue every week, and they were taught there by people who they respected. My friend went on to say that Americans followed these rules because they had come to believe that they weren't just accountable to society, they were accountable to God. My Chinese friend heightened a vague but nagging concern I've harbored inside that as religion loses its influence over the lives of Americans, what will happen to our democracy? Where are the institutions that are going to teach the next generation of Americans that they too need to voluntarily choose to obey the laws? Because if you take away religion, you can't hire enough police.
That is really...
He got hired at Harvard?
Really?
How did that happen?
Really good. It is really good. What a, you know, and again, most of that...
Wow.
The profound statements in that comes from a Marxist economist from China who's figuring out America after his, Fulbright studies here. So... voluntarily choosing to obey the law. Now, thanks, by the way, to the caller for wanting us to play that again, and I hope you got what you wanted in hearing it. And but to me, we can be frustrated, and I am, about what's happening with the lawlessness surrounding the Dakota Access Pipeline, all while celebrating what's great about America, that people can protest lawfully, right? That part's great. The unlawful part, not so good. The diversion of resources, the total twisting of facts. I mean, the amount of people that are wrapped up in this debate that just spew absolute insanity. I mean, a couple of my personal favorites right now, the water is threatened. The intake right now of the water used for Standing Rock is set to be replaced. When this pipeline's in place, the water won't even come from the Missouri. That's one. Second of all, I don't want to go on the list. I said I was going to talk about this next week. The point is, it's just flat out ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The fact that they don't go to 3 Public Service Commission hearings specifically designed to hear objections about, you know, artifacts that might be there, everything else, and then at the 11th hour claim, oh, there's artifacts, and oh, you're bulldozing the artifacts. It's just hyperbole. It's just made for TV protest. It's just insane liberalism, drivel, anti, you know, fossil fuels are bad. You know, it's green extremism. They're bullies. That's what they are. As frustrating as that is for our audience, for me, for law enforcement right now, for the rule of law? 99.9% of the people that get up in the Northern Plains every day get up and voluntarily choose to obey the law. And why do they do it? I believe it's because they recognize that, you know...
Because it's the law?
Well, right, but character counts, right? What you do behind the door is as important as, you know, when nobody's looking as what you do when everybody's looking. It's character. It's character, and a lot of that for a lot of us is a recognition that we're here for a short time and we'll be held to a higher standard than any rule of law could bring here. Pretty fascinating. Thanks for asking us to play it again. I enjoyed it. Off-air call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd. 800-228-0550 with your questions or comments here.
Yeah, this is Observation Kevin from Kevin from Cavalier. Hi, this is the second time, probably been more times than that, though President Obama has said that Trump is not qualified. I'd like to see a reporter ask President Obama, when he ran for presidency in 2008, what were his qualifications? He had none also. Just an observation. Thank you. Bye.
Kevin from Cavalier is a wise fella. You're absolutely right. And by the way, Barack Obama and then Hillary Clinton evidently comparing notes because what he said yesterday there, she's saying today here, and they're really doubling down on this, that he's not fit to be commander-in-chief, not qualified.
Still over a private sector experience, right?
Here's my question. What qualifies someone to be president? What qualifies them?
Winning the election.
Well, they have it regardless. But trying to say that that he's not qualified, what quality do you want? I'd love to know. Let's see here. Karen in Fargo is next on the hotline here at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Karen.
Hello. No one can replace Scott Hannon, but I have a question for you to ask Drew Wrigley. What does he think? Pardon?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What does he think of the sentence that was given to Jacob Wetterling's killer?
All right. It's a good question for him. It's a different topic than we had planned to discuss with him, but we'll get that in for sure. Okay, Karen? And see, you did a very good job of playing the host of the program. You came up with a good question because I saw that sentence, and I about wanted to ram my head against the wall, right? I mean, how can this monster do what he did and then be scot-free in less than 20 years?
Because that happens all the time, sadly.
But I understand the family signed off on this, and the U.S. attorney actually went to the family first because they wanted to know. But we'll ask you about it.
Okay.
Gary and Minot, David in San Francisco, others, welcome. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad you're listening. Thank you. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. By the way, next week is Big Iron. Are you coming? Three big days. It's a big show. It's a big deal. A lot of folks come in from all over for it. We'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Big Iron, the largest farm show in the upper Midwest. Brought to you by our friends at Titan Outlet. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Check them out at TitanOutletStore.com. Otherwise, stop and see us. We'll be broadcasting from the Titan booth. I said, Don, he's the boss man at Titan Outlet Store. I said, Don, can I broadcast from the camp of some super-duper bargain? And so he's stepped up to the plate, found a 2008 Case IH Steiger Quadtrac, 485 horsepower, 16-speed power shift, collar, a shuttle shift on it, tow cable. The rear has the four remotes and high-capacity hydraulic pump. The tires are the 520 85 R46s on bar axles. The cab's got the luxury leather. This thing is, it's the bomb. Auto steer ready, ground radar, the whole deal. And TitanOutletStore.com if you want to take a look at it. Otherwise, stop by and see us. We're broadcasting live from the cab at Big Iron. Also, our broadcast from there brought to you by Piper's Auction and Realty, a full-service auction and land management company. We'll be broadcasting from their new North American Auction Center coming up September 21st. That's in Steele, going up along I-94. Thunder Seed, first in the field, all-season motorsports. We don't want everyone's business, just yours. And Morton Buildings, delivering excellence in construction since 1903. Press conference at 11:30 today. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join Major General Al Dorman, who is the head of the North Dakota National Guard, Colonel Mike Gerhart, Superintendent of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, and Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer of Morton County to update public safety measures being undertaken in response to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. It'll happen in the Morton County Courthouse 11:30 today. We'll be there to cover it live and have it for you. So stay tuned for that. Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor, will join us next hour as well. Back to the phones here. Gary and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I got a quick question about the pipeline. Do you have any idea what size pipe is going through the ground?
I don't remember the size of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Is it 30-inch?
Yes.
I can find out. Well, there was one larger one that had been proposed, and I don't remember if that was Dakota Access, Sandpiper, or one of the others, but I'll try and find out for you.
Well, I was wondering, I was thinking more like a 10-inch or something like that, but I was wondering, what if they ran a pipe through a pipe and gave it some leeway, so if there's a leakage, then you've got a barrier on the outside?
Yeah, they do that, Gary. They do that, actually. This particular one has a lining in it. The way it was explained to me is you have the It is 30 inch, by the way. 1,172 miles and 30 inches in diameter. But it has this outer... we actually got an email from someone that worked on the crew that said, you know, there's so much misinformation out there about this and about the, you know, the potential for it leaking and everything else. First of all, if anybody truly is worried about a pipe leaking, this should be the last one they worry about, right? But again, as soon as you start entering into logic, Gary, you've gone to a place they're not at. They're not here to actually legitimately argue whether or not that pipeline is a threat to the water supply, right? They're not. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of Standing Rock by Earth Justice. Earth Justice, if you go look at their website, is a radical environmental extremist group. They are all about ending fossil fuel use, stopping dirty fuels, as they call them. They were in on trying to stop the Keystone XL pipeline. This is made for TV protest. This is a bunch of agitators. And don't take anything they do or say seriously. They're a disgrace. Okay? Now, Standing Rock individual, you know, tribal members, not their leadership that's been co-opted by these outside thugs. I'm talking about the rank and file folks I have great empathy for, because they've been stirred up into a frenzy over, gosh, is our water supply at risk? Never mind the intake they use is being discontinued, so this pipeline will not even go underneath the water that they use at Standing Rock. So that's number one. Number two, all of the concerns about environmental impacts, artifacts, everything else, mitigated because they chose a route that was part of a gas pipeline. We said that weeks, months ago. Public Service Commission made that point. It's coming out in some news stories now like it's new. It's not new. This is, you know, that's why, you know, in fact, 500 plus artifacts and sensitive cultural sites were identified, and they were avoided by the Dakota Access Pipeline folks.
Single iron pipe, I'd worry a little bit too after 30 years or so, but if they got barriers and it's going through a pipe, you know, with sensors and everything like that, I don't see the problem. And maybe they should have a little class down there and show them the pipe, you know. Maybe that'll send some bike guys home if they see what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, you could, you know, that wouldn't hurt.
You know.
But they
would see what I was going through, and they, you know, I would think it's, you know, like I would think it was just one big single pipe through with oil in it, you know, no sensors, no barrier, you know. If I saw that pipe going through a pipe, like insulated and sensors on it, whatever, you know, if one leaks inside and the outside stops it, you know, I'd be more apt to, you know, stop and go home, you know, if I was there.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder if they would. That's an interesting point. In other words, if you could sit down with everybody and explain, hey, wait a minute. Did you know that, in the construction of this, they do a visual and X-ray inspection of every weld that joins every section of the pipe together? I mean, they do that, right? They have an emergency shutdown system that immediately shuts down the pump stations if something bad. The controls are monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, and the double lining, I don't know. If you did that, do you think they'd say, okay, we'll go home? Some would, maybe. Oh, I didn't know that.
I think some would, but, you know, other than, like you say, the thugs would probably stick around.
The thugs are getting their way with made-for-TV protests, presidential candidates showing up. This is the game. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call. You know, there's somebody out there. Common sense. What if we did a double lining? Would that make a difference? You bet. Walter in Hope, North Dakota. Did you know there was a Hope, North Dakota? I did. I've been there. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Walter. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. I wanted to promote Hope a little bit here, and then I got another statement I'm going to make. In Hope, they'll make these make America great caps, and they can the new business down there, they can probably make them by the hundred if people want them any color they want, red or white or whatever. But
and what does it say on the hat, Walter?
It says make America great again.
Make America great and, again.
Yep. And it's a new business. We have a real good business. They do a lot of naming on caps and really a new business, and they really do nice work. I wore one of those caps to Rolog, and it said make Hope great again. And quite a few people made remarks about it. They wondered where you could buy those caps. And I said, well, I wish I had some. I'd have given some away. Anyway, there's another thing I wanted to mention. I opened my Facebook this morning and phone. And Juanita Broderick was telling about way back when she was secretary for Clinton that a lawyer told Hillary she heard it through an open door when she was a secretary. The lawyer told Hillary, never admit to anything, just say you don't remember. Then you won't get in trouble. So that's why she always says, I can't remember anything, you know. And another thing, when they left the White House, I read a story about where they took the silverware, sterling silver. They took pictures on the wall. They left the place looking like a high school, almost ramaged it, made a mess when they left. So they're not a very clean bunch of people. But anyway, I just thought I'd drop that. But if anybody wants cash, they can call anybody in Hope, North Dakota to get the phone number. And they'll make all the caps you want.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Walter. Nice to hear from you. Take care. Yeah, all right. Let's see here. Who is who's next? St. Anthony. Let's go to St. Anthony. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi.
Hi there.
I didn't want to tell you my name for fear of retribution from these protesters, but I'm a rancher from St. Anthony. I just want to let you know what's going on down here the last couple days. These protesters or terrorizers or whatever you want to call them been videotaping our ranches and our yards. And when told to leave, we've been getting accosted down here by them. They've been bringing sticks out to try to do whatever. For instance, this morning, state troopers had to escort our school bus into our yard to get our kids to school. I'm pretty sure kids are pretty shook up about that. They don't know what's going on. We've been told to gather as much weaponry as we can at our places in case stuff breaks loose down here. So I don't know if you guys know what's going on down here, but that's the last couple of days here.
No, we've heard some reports. You know, mentioned yesterday a couple of the stories about people just going about their everyday lives being accosted and harassed. And, you know, the one disturbing one I heard was a dad taking three kids into school and being stopped, you know, by a de facto rogue roadblock with three masked men saying, you can't go this way, you know. And
is Dalrymple waiting for them guys to stop my school bus and take my kids hostage, or what's he waiting for?
What do you want him to do? What do you want them to do? What should be done?
The National Guard needs to be down here. They got the weapons to keep these people in check. You know, us down here, us ranchers, you know, I don't know a single rancher. Well, I shouldn't say a single one, but none of us carry guns around our pickups. Every one of us has got one right now. And we're not going to just run. I talked to quite a few neighbors this morning. We're going to call each other. If they need help, we're going.
Well, I have great empathy for what you're going for. You're a private property, and that's what's being dealt with, right? And it's happening all over. These are law-breaking thugs, and it is absolutely disgusting. I also have empathy for law enforcement that a lot of these folks are spoiling for a fight. You know, they want that encounter. And I noticed the last two times they've tied themselves to equipment, and law enforcement has just, you know, stayed, you know, at a distance. That all of a sudden they get hungry or have to use the bathroom and it ends, right? So they get their photo for TV and then it goes away. But there is an announcement at 11:30 today that the governor is participating in. I have heard some reports, not official and not confirmed, but some reports that they would involve the National Guard. We'll find out today at 11:30. There have been some indications that was in the works, so you might be getting what you want in that regard. But to you and all the ranchers out there and all the folks just trying to go about their lives doing their, you know, daily work, we feel for you. Take care. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the update.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let there be light in your home. Sunlight. Bring it in. I want to tell you about sunrooms. And Four Seasons, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment. The one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you can buy that will be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A Four Seasons sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four Season Sunroom, waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include partial liquidations of construction and farm equipment at Piper's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota on September 21st, featuring semi-tractors, gravel trailers, gravel screening plants and conveyors, dozers, payloaders, excavators, portable van generators, and farm equipment. All at Piper's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota on September 21st. View all of these items at Piper's.com or call 877-700-4099.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Telephone number 800-228-0550. One of our favorite sponsors on the program, Sells America, Sells Patriotism, Sells your ability to express your love of freedom. Is that not great or what? Jim is back. He's the North Dakota flagpole guy. Jim, how you doing?
Well, Scott, we're actually sitting on a site right now where we're prepping a commercial pole for the city of Williston, the Water Public Works Department. Just feeling grateful and thankful. And response has been good. Our commercial flag poles are taking off. We have 15-foot and 20-foot residential poles going in. We couldn't be happier, Scott. We're just grateful to be American.
Well, you know, kudos to the folks in Williston for doing what they're doing there at the public building there. Commercial buildings, I mean, businesses. Do you have a flagpole? I mean, think about what you have in the way of opportunity every single day because you live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and it is because of freedom. It is because of that flag. So it's a great opportunity to do it and do it right. And what Jim and his team do is they have a good selection of residential poles, but they have the best on the commercial side of commercial-grade flag poles engineered for this environment. And, you know, get the right pole up there, get the right flag, the right accessories, get the installation done right, and you're licensed, insured, your crew knows what you're doing. Right, Jim?
That's right. 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG,
NDEFlagpoleguy.com. You couldn't have said it any better. Good to talk to you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Scott. God bless America.
571-FLAG. It's a 701 number. Nice and easy. NDEFlagpoleguy.com. Tell them Scott sent you when you call. All right. Let's see here. Who's next? Scott in Grafton. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've just been thinking about all these statements about Donald Trump. You know what? He is not qualified to be a politician, but he is qualified to be president. I mean, we see if we can tie this into North Dakota a little bit, we see what the politicians have done in North Dakota with the pipeline. We said, where's Heidi? And you even had a caller on today already that was wondering what Jack Dalrymple's up to. They're politicians. So, you know, when we start talking about qualifications, maybe that's why the Trump phenomenon is occurring, is because we are tired of politicians. So I don't appreciate the rhetoric, I guess, of Clinton and Obama saying that Trump is not qualified. You're right, he's not qualified to be a politician, but anyone can be qualified. And really what I was going to tie that in with, too, was the fact that so many people are afraid of term limits. That would solve a lot of problems, but, you know, that's kind of an issue that no politician's ever going to approve of because that would limit his own term. So I just wanted to kind of try to clear the air on that.
Do you think the Obama-Hillary sort of messaging that's going on here about Donald Trump not being qualified, do you think anybody buys it? Do you think that works with anybody? They're sitting there and saying, is he qualified? I mean, first of all, what makes Hillary Clinton qualified to be president? I mean,
can you think of
a more corrupt woman in politics ever? And the idea that she would then say he's not qualified? I don't know how that works. I don't get it.
How many people would be influenced by the fact that someone said that Donald Trump isn't qualified to be a president? I mean, I don't know how many people are still on the fence. I think Donald Trump's got it right. He's dealing with the issues. I think anybody that's on the fence is probably issue-orientated more than political rhetoric orientated to be affected by something like that. So I think they're shooting blanks, really, and I don't think they're affecting that many people. And Donald Trump is coming on the scene and, frankly, going over all these issues. And I'm a very ultra-conservative Republican, and even though Donald Trump may not be my temperament, I look past all of that, and I'd rather look to issue orientation, and that's what's going to matter in this country, even for conservatives, and we can go on and on and on about that, but I don't know, I guess I'm getting tired of people talking about qualifications. I mean, what's the qualification for being a radio announcer? You know.
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean?
Obviously very low. Yeah. But
well, I'm just saying. I mean, you got entry level. You got, you know, guys like you that have been around us for a number of years. I mean, what's the qualification for being a politician? Can someone, you know, can President Obama and Hillary slap something like that down and say, you know what, here's the guidelines we follow for politicians? You know, I don't know. I think it's just a mute point myself.
Good points. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Some texters. Doug Burgum was awfully critical of the state spending during his initial campaign. I would like to hear what his plan is to get the state budget back on track with the low oil and commodity forecast. What is he going to cut, keep, and how will he approach the property tax subsidies? Another emailer. By the way, Doug Burgum will join us coming up here, I believe it's 2 weeks from today. No. 2 weeks from yesterday, at the North Dakota Petroleum Conference annual meeting in Minot. So we'll ask some questions for you on where they're at on the budget. All right, what else? Morton County Sheriff's Department should have dispersed the protesters at the very beginning, back to the reservation where they could protest legally. Now they're going to need rubber bullets and CS gas to get all those protesters to leave, since it seems law enforcement agencies don't want to arrest them for illegal activity. Yeah, dicey situation, no doubt about it. And by the way, I heard one report today. There's 4,000 people there. More on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest situation. Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley next hour, and more of your calls on it when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Sick of paying that landline phone bill for something you hardly ever use anymore? I was too. But I didn't want to give up the phone number our family had had for decades. OurOldNumber.com was the solution. Now when someone calls us on our home phone number, they can reach us wherever we are. There's no equipment to buy and you don't even need the internet. And we save over $25 every month. OurOldNumber.com makes your home phone number as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.